Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please go there and check it out. Use it to your advantage. It's all free. smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to check out the body of work that David Dossie has deposited with us. Over the years as a member of our Brain Trust, as our resident IP attorney in the Brain Trust, and a lot of good stuff there that's still valid, still evergreen. David, thanks again for being here. You're concerned about what we've been talking about, what your concern for what you think is a significant drop in innovation, in recorded innovation in the form of patents in America, especially by small companies. But you're seeing the opposite of that happening in China, aren't you?
Right. And in a lot of developing countries, you know, they've seen the success the U.S. has had in the last 30 years, and they're obviously behind a tad, and these countries are developing very ambitious plans, especially for intellectual property. And China recently published their national patent strategy, where there is no doubt that within the next 2 years they will overtake the U.S. in terms of the number of patent applications filed in the world. And it is something that they have set up where the Chinese government, they've produced all sorts of incentives, including cash bonuses, better housing, tax breaks for prolific patent producers. And they are the only country that the trend in the number of patent applications in the past 10 years, they have just skyrocketed, where every other country has been flat or relatively
flat. How many of those have been ripped off, though? I'm getting reports from some of my China experts that activity is not so much, and we didn't have this specific conversation, but they're telling me that the Chinese are not innovating as much as they are stealing our stuff. I know it's an old story, but they're still talking about it. People who are going over, they're still talking about it. I wonder if they're not ripping off our stuff, maybe even changing one little variation and then patenting it. And so what they're doing is this increase in patenting in China is catching up with all the patents that we have, all the innovations we have. What do you think?
Well, that's a risk in doing business anywhere, is that, yes, that someone may be able to obtain patent protection in that fashion and essentially hold you hostage. But how mad would you be if you were on that side of the coin? If you had a successful product, you had U.S. patents, you had a market in China of all these billions of people wanting your product, you try to go over there and sell it, and all of a sudden you find yourself wrapped up in a lawsuit,
right?
Because you didn't invest in protecting it also in China,
and essentially
got beat to the punch.
Internationally. You talked about budgeting for this, but today if you've got a real idea that can transcend, the borders, you also got a budget for international protection, right? And that does get costly and time-consuming, doesn't it?
Well, all of it is costly. It's unfortunate, but it takes money to do business.
What would it cost to protect something in China?
I would say roughly
$10,000. Well, that's not prohibitive. If you have a good, but you know what, David, I'm not as much worried about the $10,000 as I am in the enforcement of my patent in China.
Well, and a lot of people have that notion that it's Wild West, that people aren't enforcing IP in China. In fact, I just saw a statistic that the number of intellectual property cases filed in China in 2009 was up 25% over the previous year.
Yeah.
So they are, in the U.S., you could say people have become litigation crazy on certain aspects, and definitely intellectual property litigation has increased in the U.S., and you're seeing that trend in China as well, whereas maybe 10 years ago, you would have thought, well, if I get a patent over there, can I really enforce it? And I've seen people write, if you don't think you're going to get sued in China, you're crazy.
Yeah.
Because they are on that trend, and people that do go through the effort of protecting their intellectual property over there don't hesitate to enforce it.
I believe you, and I hope you're right, because that's something. If you're going to make the investment, you got to be able to defend it. Hey, David, give us the website one more time, please.
It is invention-protection.com.
Good job, as always. Will you come back again real soon?
Absolutely.
We enjoyed having you here. David Dawsey,
Dawsey,
if you're Googling him. He's outstanding. We'll have him back again real soon. Always gets us informed when he joins us. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.